Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Today is Tuesday, August 18th, and we are here to do a meditation today. I want to say hello to my co-host, JR. How are you this morning, JR?
Good morning. I am wonderful. It's been an awesome week.
I'm very glad to hear that. What's one thing that's been good about your week? Let's share.
The peaceful vibration that is just emanating from everyone in my environment. I mean, it's it's like this whole new world we're looking at, you know, with all these shifts in energy going on. I hope yours is looking the same way.
I have had a very good experience this week. I have to say, unfortunately, not everyone around me is, but mine has just been going actually pretty well. So, yeah, I've actually been practicing letting people have their own experience this week. So it's been a good week for me. So I just want to remind everybody that next week we have with us Jeff Brown, who is the author of a book called Soul Shaping, and that book really spoke to me. It's very similar to the classes that I give, and just am really so excited about having Jeff on here. And we're lining up a bunch of good things. If you want to check out our main website, which is www.thehonoringhour.com, we are getting booked. We're pretty much booked through the end of December. And I do put people on as we get a little bit closer to their time. The first day that we air in September, which I believe the date is the 11th, I'm sorry, it's the 8th, we're going to have an astrologer, Amy Herring, on here. And she's a very good astrologer. She really is able to put stuff in layman terms, so it's very easy to understand. So I'm really looking forward to that. And so JR, what else do we need to remind people of?
I just had an awesome level one workshop, so that went really well if anybody was interested in that.
Right.
But actually, Lynn has some classes that actually start Tuesday, right, Lynn? Now, do you still have room for anyone?
You know, I do. I've got 10 people, and somebody backed out yesterday. So the class filled up, and then somebody else backed out, so there must be somebody else out there that's needing that class more than that person. So, yes, I do.
I highly recommend this workshop of Lynn's, everyone. I mean, I went through it and had to pay a couple hundred dollars for the whole workshop, and it's like it's a teleclass, really.
Yeah.
And she's doing this is her tithing this year, and she's giving this workshop away. So if you can get a hold of her and register, you're a big winner.
Yeah, it starts tonight, so which is the 18th. So if you're listening to this today, it'd probably be easier to call me, which it's 540-582-8250. It's from 7 to 8:30 Eastern Time, and it is a telecourse, and it's 5 consecutive Tuesdays. So thank you for bringing that up. We also have a retreat coming up in September, which you can check out at www.heartpathsremembered.com. And we're really looking forward to that. That's being held here in Virginia, in Caroline County, a lovely rural area. Really, really nice. So we're looking forward to that also. So, and then there's a holistic event coming up September 12th. JR, can you tell us a little bit about that? That's in Richmond, Virginia.
You're talking about the Healthy Happenings Alternative Health Fair?
Yes.
Yeah, it's actually at Metropolitan Community Church in Richmond in the FAN, and it's to bring about awareness, better health awareness for everyone, but letting us actually be able to connect with individuals who are offering alternative therapies versus the traditional medical field. So there'll actually be a balance of both worlds there, but it's going to be really exciting. So it's going to be a healthy happening affair.
Great. Wonderful.
And that's on September the 12th.
Yes. So I had Bob Macko, who is Joanne Macko's son. We had her on a couple weeks ago. He is a wonderful musician, and he has graciously sent me an MP3 that I could upload to use for meditation. And I uploaded it, and it said it uploaded successfully, but it's not actually on my list to play this morning. So we're going to do meditation without music, but hopefully the next time we do meditation, we will have Bob's information on here. And, you know, he's just, in talking with him, he's every bit as delightful as Joanne was. And I'm so looking forward to his October 6th show and hearing some more about his music. So he's also got information on our main site, which is www.thehonoringhour.com. He's on our guest page, and his contact information is there. So are we ready for the meditation? You ready, JR?
I am ready.
Perfect.
So depending
on how this goes, we're going to leave it up to you guys at the end of the meditation to just come out of it. You know, I'll guide you out of it a little bit, but it may run the entire length of the half hour that we have since we've taken some time to give the announcements in the beginning and remind people about our show on the 25th with Jeff Brown. So just to remind you that this is... please do not be driving or operating heavy machinery while we're doing meditation. If you can get in a place where you're comfortable, I always suggest that we're sitting with our feet on the floor. That helps us get grounded and stay grounded. And just start off by taking some really deep breaths. Just let this wonderful oxygen that Mother Nature is giving us just fill your body. Yes, and as you let yourself breathe deeply all the way down into your diaphragm, feel every bit of your body just starting to surrender to the joy that just deep breathing can bring to the body. And for those of you who may not be feeling that tranquility yet, ask your body to just release, even if it's only momentarily, any tension, any resistance it has. Usually when we have a lack of oxygen, we've got pain somewhere in our body, and we're just going to ask that to suspend itself for the next 20 minutes at least, if not permanently. And just let yourself breathe deeply and feel as that oxygen travels throughout your body and enters every cell. And feel your soul come in. And along with that oxygen, it too enters every cell of the body. And notice a tingling or exhilaration. What do you feel when your cells are receiving your soul? And let your soul extend down into the center of the earth, all the way down where Mother Nature is pure and radiant, her core energy, unobstructed, unhindered by human existence, the very pulse of her being. And as you allow your soul to connect with this energy of the earth, feel within your body and within your energy field the truth that this is heaven on earth. By being fully present, you are heaven on earth. And in this reality, all cares and worries and stress wash completely away. Carried off by a gentle breeze. And transmuted into love energy by the angels of love. And as you are continuing to breathe deeply, let your awareness go to the center of your heart's desires reside there. And in this space, you find the vibration and the essence of gratitude. And let this vibration fill your body and fill your energy field. And as gratitude becomes one with you in this moment, allow all the things you are grateful for to dance in front of your awareness, enhancing the sense, bringing on a newfound love of life. And in this state of gratitude, surrounded by all the things you appreciate and are thankful for, allow yourself to experience gratitude for every experience in its true nature, especially the ones that you may not initially feel grateful for. Find within them the blessing that they're bringing, the reason that you brought them into your life. And allow the truth of their message to present to you. So that you may genuinely have gratitude for all of your experiences. And notice the reassurance of your soul as it dances around within your cellular structure, within your energy field. Relishing and cherishing every moment that it's fully engaged in your body and connected to Mother Earth. The soul is so excited that you're stepping into your power of creation by being grateful for all of your creations. And in this moment, this time and space, you allow yourself to be truly aware that all is well, and that life is a joyous experience. and as you express your gratitude for all of the wonderful things that surround you, all of the wonderful people you know, allow your mind to go, your awareness to be, on someone who has inspired you. It can be anyone, a school teacher, your spouse, a stranger you walked by, a minister or pastor, an actor or actress, your next door neighbor. They may have inspired you greatly. It may have been brief and in passing. Bring them into your awareness. Allow the image of them to create in your mind's eye. And just silently allow your soul to send a message to them that you are grateful for whatever experience they offered to you. And know that they receive that energy. And that you have passed on this frequency of gratitude to that person. And it is up to them to accept it when they are ready. Remember to breathe deeply throughout, allowing your soul to be fully present in every cell of your body, and extend it down into the center of the earth. You remain completely grounded, completely present. You feel the tranquility and the relaxation in your body that comes when your soul is present in every cell. And allow this person who has inspired you to gently drift from your awareness. And now bring into your awareness someone who has caused you turmoil, or who is continuously showing you areas to grow that are not always pleasant in feeling. And bring that person into your awareness also. See their face clearly. And staying in this place of gratitude, thank them and offer your appreciation to them, your gratitude for them, for being there, for showing you a different perspective of what it is that they're there to offer you. And allow your soul to send out the message of gratitude to them as well. Breathe deeply. As you're doing this, and your intention shall be all that you need. Stay focused on feeling gratitude within yourself. And let your soul send the gratitude to them. And it will be up to them to receive that gratitude when they are ready. and you know that you have also passed on this wonderful vibration to share with someone else. And that this will continue to multiply. And allow this person to drift away from your awareness. You're not attached to them or their message in any way. You're feeling the full presence of gratitude throughout your body, throughout your energy field, throughout your being, anchored into the vibration of Mother Earth's pure energy. Gratitude is becoming manifest in physical reality here on the planet. And now bring a vision of your own face into your mind's awareness. And again, surround yourself and your vision of you with gratitude. Allow your soul to reach out to your own picture of you and send it love and appreciation. You're sending this to yourself. The gratitude for being here, for creating such a wonderful reality. And allow yourself, when you are ready, to receive this gratitude. Breathe deeply as it comes into you. Notice whether you're ready to accept it in this moment or if you're needing to wait. And know that the gratitude will allow itself whatever time you need in order to accept it. And as you continue to breathe into your body, breathing deeply, allowing every cell of your body to experience oxygen, to experience your soul. Know that you will, throughout this day and throughout the months to come and the years ahead, that you too shall inspire someone just by being who you are. You're not required to do anything special or out of the way. Just your very existence, your very being, creates that special communion with another soul, with another person. That inspires them. And again, the gratitude goes full circle. It is continuously being passed around and through you. and continue to breathe in this vibration. As you slowly and gently bring your awareness back into the room around you. Just breathing deeply and being in this space. Keeping your soul fully present. Fully connected. In the frequency and the vibration of gratitude. Stay with you. And you may find it helpful to move a little bit. To let yourself integrate this into your being. And again, I want to thank you for being here with us today on the Honoring Hour. Remind you that next week, the 25th, we have Jeff Brown, who's coming to be with us to talk about his book, Soul Shaping. Then we'll meet again on September the 8th, when Amy Herring will be here to talk with us about astrology. And I thank you again. Are you with me, JR?
I'm here.
I know, JR says, I like to stay in a meditation, so.
Hey, I just did a lot of work.
I know. Right. So with that, I'd like to thank Dana and Ariana Agnolini, who are so gracious in letting us use their music and their song, One Light at a Time. I thank you all for being on here with us today. I see that we've got quite a few people on us on the call and also on the chat room, so. Enjoy your day to all of you that are out there, and we will see you and talk to you again on the 25th. Thank you very much.
Have a blessed week, everyone.
Amen to that.